If you're a business owner, perhaps you can consider a larger donation for a write-off because we know the government isn't working on saving babies. A donation of $1,000, $2,000, $20,000, all gifts are tax deductible and will reach eternity. Please get involved today.
Welcome to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, Senior Pastor of First Baptist Church in Texarkana, Texas. Now, here's Pastor Jeff.
Well, good Thursday morning and welcome to the program Real Truth for Today. I wanted to read to you from Romans chapter 8, verse 28, a favorite for many. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. All things, anything that you can think of, good things, bad things, sweet things, sorrowful things, even sinful things, for those of us who know the Lord and love the Lord and follow Him with all our hearts, we can know that God is going to work all those things together for good. Well, tomorrow is the Marine Corps birthday, and Saturday is Veterans Day, and I am pleased to welcome to the program a man who has become a wonderful friend to me and such a blessing to First Baptist Texarkana as God has used him around the world. He is evangelist Marine Tim Lee. And Tim, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Pastor. It's an honor to be back with you, and I'm excited to have a few minutes with you this morning.
Well, I appreciate you, Tim, and I appreciate the fact that you're going to be at First Baptist Texarkana this coming Sunday and in honor of Veterans Day. And you served so faithfully and honorably in Vietnam, and you had a significant event take place in Vietnam, March 8th, 1971. Tell the listeners what happened to you.
Yes, sir. 1:30 in the afternoon, Quang Nam Province. I was leading my Marines on a mine sweep. Our jobs locate landmines and rounds that had not yet been detonated, and then to clear the area of those devices. And I had been on numerous mine sweeps. I was walking point that morning, and basically because I had a few Marines that had only been in country for a short time, and I remembered how it was when I went on my very first mine sweep. And so I told them I'd walk point, and usually I would have been in the back of the squad, but that morning walking point helped these new Marines get accustomed to what was going on. We walked that morning without any trouble. We found a couple of rounds. We detonated them. We stopped at noon hour to eat. My best friend, Corporal Lee Gore, he and I flew to Vietnam on the same plane. And Pastor Jeff, Lee was a believer, a strong believer. And I was saved. I was raised in a pastor's home, but I had gotten to the place in my life where I was actually running from God, out of the will of God. My life was messed up. And so he asked me at noon hour if I wanted him to walk point, which he could have very easily have done. He was as well trained as I, but told him I would finish the day, and then on tomorrow he would walk point. So we finished eating, we picked up where we left off from, and 45 minutes later I stepped on a 60-pound box mine and blew me several feet into the air. It ripped my legs off of my body. I should have been killed instantly. It was a big enough mine to destroy a Jeep. We'd entered a major minefield at the exact moment that I stepped on a mine. A South Korean Marine that was serving with us stepped on a mine, lost one of his legs. Our bulldozer driver set his blade down on a mine, and now there's a noise and smoke and chaos and confusion. I'm in extreme pain. I was only unconscious for a couple of moments. I realized that I'd been hit, and looking around at what was going on, and I looked up, my head was laying in the lap of my best friend, and Lee has tears streaming down his face, and he's praying, begging God to help me there on that battlefield. And so that day, Jeff, I wanted to live. I didn't want to die, and I prayed. I don't remember the exact words, but I begged God to let me live, basically. And if he'd let me live, I'd do with my life what he wanted. So they took me from the battlefield to the hospital ship, USS Sanctuary, and the infection had set in, ran a high degree temperature, so many complications, they didn't think I was going to live. 2 weeks on the ship, 2 weeks on the island of Guam, went from 187 pounds to a little less than 80 pounds, and mom and dad received visits from the Marines and the Red Cross, and they didn't think they would ever see me alive again. But I tell people God had a plan for my life. They brought me back to the States, to the Philadelphia Naval Hospital, where I spent the next 8 months, eight long months, surgery after surgery after surgery. And then when the doctors were finished, when the surgeries were over, I had 3 inches remaining on my right leg and 11 inches on my left leg, but no other part of my body had been hurt. And God heard the prayer of my best friend, Lee Gore. God heard the prayer of my parents and so many other people that were praying for me. And then God heard my prayer that day, and he let me live. I went home to Southern Illinois to my dad's church. I was a prodigal son come home, and I went forward and asked for forgiveness, and, of course, they forgave me. I met Connie in a Sunday school classroom. We fell in love with each other. We've been married 51 years now, but shortly after we were married, God called me to preach. You can imagine, you know, this is over 50 years ago, that a Marine in a wheelchair with no legs, and God's calling me to preach. But I knew that there was no mistake about it. I pastored for 5 years, and now my 45th year as an evangelist. I get to travel all over America and all over the world telling people about Jesus, and there's nothing that I want to do in my life other than to tell people about Jesus and let them know that God loves them. And I'm glad God spared my life, and we're here to get to talk about it today.
Amen. Amen. Well, Tim, you have a great book about your life called Born on the 5th of July. And I have to say that when I got a copy of this book, you wrote it, what, several years ago. But when I got a copy, I couldn't put it down. I think I read it in 2 days. And so for the program today, we'd like to send out a copy to one of our listeners. So here's what you do. Send your name and mailing address to book, B-O-O-K, at fromhisheart.org. That's book, B-O-O-K, at fromhisheart.org. And we'll send you Born on the 5th of July, the Tim Lee story. And it's an amazing story. Romans 8:28, where God took something terrible and he worked it together for good in Tim's life and in the lives of the untold multitudes of people who have heard Tim preach. So, Tim, let me ask you this. I looked up your bio. You played 4 sports in high school, basketball, football, baseball, and then you ran track. You played 1 year of college basketball, so your body was very important to you, and you love sports as I love sports. And I still remember as a young Christian, I read Johnny Erickson's book, and it scared me because I was really concerned that, man, if I really surrendered everything to the Lord, maybe he would allow that to happen in my life, and I would hate that because I love to be able to run and jump and play and do all those things. And so how did you handle that without getting bitter at God, at America for sending you into a war, just at life? How did you keep that from getting in your heart?
Yeah, wow, that's a great question. And I've spoke about this many, many times to Vietnam veterans and young people. You know, sometimes life's not fair and things happen. You know our story, how that we lost our granddaughter, Allie, when she's only 16 years old, killed in a horrible ATV accident. And a lot of people, when trials come in their life, instead of turning to God and leaning on God and staying in the church, they leave the church and get mad at God, and they become bitter, they become angry. Well, I spent 8 months in a hospital in Philadelphia. Matter of fact, when I get through with your show, I'm going to do an interview on Christian Station there in Philadelphia today. But I spent 8 months there. And, Jeff, it wasn't – we didn't have private rooms. We didn't have semi-private rooms. I was on Ward 1A at Philadelphia Naval Hospital. At any given time, there were 30 to 35 Marines on Ward 1A. If you were on Ward 1A, two things about you. Number one, you were a Marine, and number two, you were an amputee from the Vietnam War. And Pastor Jeff, I never seen so much bitterness, so much anger in all my life. Men mad at God, men mad at their government, men mad at their families. And I sat up one day in my bed on that ward. These beds are like 3 feet apart from each other. There's a thin cotton curtain going between them. There's no privacy. And when there's dressing changes, you hear the screams and of men in pain. And all this is going on every day, 24 hours a day. And I saw this bitterness. And I sat up in my bed one day, and I said out loud, I don't want to become bitter. I don't want to become angry. And so I made the decision that I wasn't going to do that with my life. Well, there was a time whenever I hit rock bottom, I didn't become bitter. My wife would tell you that. My children would tell you that. Anybody that's ever known me has never seen me bitter or angry about what happened to me on March the 8th, 1971. But there was a time when I hit rock bottom. They came in and told me they were going to do a hip disarticulation on Monday. And they gave me a sedative. I didn't understand what they were talking about, so I went back to sleep. When I woke up, there was a nurse standing beside my bed, and she was crying. She was the kindest nurse that I had the whole time I was in that hospital. And I'd never seen her cry. And she said, Tim, do you understand what they're going to do on Monday? I said, well, I just assumed that it was another surgery. She said, no, Tim, they're going to take your entire right hip off. You won't be able to sit up. You're going to lay on your stomach or your back for the rest of your life. And, of course, now this is over 50 years ago. Things are a lot different today. But when she said those words, I hit the bottom. Like you said, I was athletic. I always figured in my wheelchair I could figure out how to do things and make something of my life. But to lay on my stomach or my back for the rest of my life, I couldn't figure out how I could live like that. I went and I called my mom and dad. This 21-year-old Marine was crying on the phone and told mom and dad what was happening. They were crying. Never forget, my dad told me, son, we're going to have to trust God. And Pastor Jeff, at that moment, that was the hardest thing for me to do. I just wanted somebody to fix this, to make this right. And my dad called the hospital and asked them not to do the surgery. They didn't have to listen to him. This is a military hospital. These are officers in the Navy, these doctors, and I'm an NCO, and they didn't have to listen to my dad, but they did. They canceled the surgery, and not making a long story short, it's a great story, but on Monday morning, if you don't have surgery, you go to another part of the hospital, and you sit across the table from all these people that have anything to do with you, and they talk out loud about you and about what's going on with you, and there's a new doctor that morning sat between two young doctors that have cut on me and cut on me and cut on me. And he's 20 years their senior. That morning, he looks at me and he sees what these two young doctors have done, and he becomes infuriated. He looks over at me and said, do you know who I am? And I didn't know who he was, and I wasn't in the mood to play a name game. I just had the worst weekend of my life. And he said, my name is Dr. Robert Bailey. He said, I performed the very first surgery on you when they brought you off the battlefield to the hospital ship. And now this is his new duty station. This is his first day at Philadelphia Naval Hospital. And he takes a personal interest in me. These young doctors have cut and cut and cut. They can't get this infection under control. They're going to take my hip off. And he takes me to surgery one time, never removed anything, simply cleaned up my wound, put me on a brand new antibiotic, and Pastor, in 2 weeks, I was being discharged from Philadelphia Naval Hospital. As well as I know my name is Tim Lee, God sent that doctor to that hospital on that Monday morning. Romans 8:28, we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, those that are called according to his purpose. I know that God sent that doctor to that hospital. I might could have done something for the Lord on my stomach or my back, but nothing like I've done the past 50 years. I go out to the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, get on an airplane, travel somewhere, go get a rental car, go preach somewhere. Been doing it all these years, and I love doing it.
Praise the Lord.
I just believe God had a plan.
Amen. Amen. We're talking to Marine Evangelist Tim Lee. Amazing story how God worked something terrible together for good in his life. You're listening to Real Truth for Today. Pastor Jeff Shreve here. Get involved in the book drawing. Just send your name and mailing address to book@fromhisheart.org, book@fromhisheart.org for Tim Lee's book, Born on the 5th of July. We'll be right back. I'd like to take a minute and have a heart-to-heart with you. If you're able, place your hand over your heart. Can you feel it? My strong heartbeat reminds me that I'm alive. See, it's the same for an unborn baby. Their heart begins to form at conception, and at just 3 weeks is already beating. At 5 weeks, a baby's heartbeat can be heard on ultrasound. That's where preborn steps in, rescuing 200 babies every day from abortion simply by providing a mother with a free ultrasound and allowing her to hear her child's heartbeat and see their perfectly formed body in the womb. By 6 weeks, eyes are forming. By 10 weeks, a baby is able to suck his or her thumb. Preborn needs our help to save these precious souls. For just $28, you could be the difference between the life or death of a baby. All gifts are tax deductible. To donate, just dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250 baby. Or donate securely at preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
This is Real Truth for Today. Podcasts of the program are available on the podcast page at afr.net. Now, back to Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back. We're talking to Marine Evangelist Tim Lee, and we're talking about his life and his ministry. And so, Tim, Saturday is Veterans Day, and sadly in America, we've lost the respect for our veterans. I saw this on Todd Starnes' page just this morning. Benjamin Rush Elementary School in Washington State has dumped Veterans Day for a peace assembly and an International Day of Tolerance, and they ditched the patriotic songs for songs of tolerance, acceptance, and kindness. He calls it United Nations hippy-dippy mumbo-jumbo. Let me get your reaction to that.
Wow. Well, you know, when we came back from Vietnam, there were no parades. There was no big welcoming ceremony. As a matter of fact, a lot of our I came back to sanitary way through a hospital. Of course, I didn't see this personally, but a lot of our men were spit on, called baby killers, and then had bags of urine thrown at them, other atrocities. But all they did was do what their country asked them to do, was to go fight in Vietnam. And so now we have an all-volunteer military. No one's drafted. They serve willingly. These are brave, brave men and women who put on these uniforms. And when they put on that uniform, they take that oath. They're saying, if needs be, you know, I would give my life for my country if it's required of me. Well, these are heroes. They ought to be treated like heroes, and they ought to be respected. And our World War II veterans are leaving so fast. And if young people are ever going to shake their hand and say thank you, they need to do it now. And same way with our Korean veterans, our Vietnam veterans are getting old. Then you got these young men and women who've been to Iraq, Afghanistan, the Gulf War, and some of them served 6, 7, 8 years and even more. And they saw things in war that no human should ever have to see. But they did it for us. They fought for us. And so somehow somebody needs to jerk a nod in the tail of whoever did that. Getting rid of the Veterans Day program in order to have whatever they call it, this peace deal, and help them to understand the reality of what is going on and the sacrifices that have been made.
Tim, when we hear about the atrocities that were conducted by Hamas on October 7th, and some try and say, well, that's war, that just happens. As a man who has participated in war, explain to us the difference between what they did and what Israel is doing in response.
Yes, and just up front for your listeners, I hate war. I do. I know the atrocities of war. But I've said thousands and thousands of times that America, there's some things worth living for, there's some things worth fighting for, and if needs be, there are some things worth dying for. And what happened to Israel was absolutely inhumane. It was barbaric. They came to kill children. They came to kill little babies. They came to rape the women, and it was absolutely horrible. Now Israel's response is to go in and eradicate these people. They need to be eradicated from society altogether because they do not have any respect for human life whatsoever. And Israel is simply defending themselves against these barbarians, against the atrocities that were done to them on October 7th. So do I like war? No. But is it justifiable? Yes. The last thing that happens in the book of Revelation, one of the last things, there's a war to end all wars in Revelation chapter 19, and Jesus comes back riding on a white horse, and then there will be peace on this earth. But until then, there's no lasting peace. And so we have to be vigilant. We have to stand for what's right. We have to defend. We have to help support Israel. And I personally believe this. I won't argue with people about it, but I do believe we are facing the judgment of God in America. And we're in the judgment of God, but not the full judgment. And one of the reasons I believe God has held off the full judgment on our country is because of our stand for Israel. And he promised that he would bless them that bless them, and he would curse them that curse them, speaking of Israel, God's people. And so I think that's one of the reasons why God has blessed America so, is because we have blessed Israel.
Tim, I know that you're a legendary speaker at Parris Island, and you speak to Marine recruits. What would you say is the temperature of our military today? Because from the outside looking in, it just seems like we are so ripe to be destroyed as a nation, especially as it relates to our military and doing all this social engineering and transgenderism, all this stuff that has nothing to do with men standing up to fight for America. So give us your take on that as you look at the military today.
Yes, sir. It is, I have a privilege to speak on a lot of military bases and to men and women in uniform, and I am stunned. It's not just one branch of service, it's across every branch of service, this woke mentality and doing all these experiments with our men and women in uniform. It is weakening America, and our enemy sees it. I believe China laughs at us. I believe Russia laughs at us. I believe North Korea, Iran laughs at us when they see us doing such silly, ridiculous things. We ought to have a military that is trained to protect America and then to stand for freedom in parts of the world where people want freedom. And you know, we don't go in and take over countries and say this is now our property. But if they want freedom and they're willing to fight for freedom ourselves, then we stand with them and we fight with them as well. But you don't do that when you're playing patty cakes with each other in the squad bay and you're doing all these ridiculous things with our young people today. Somehow, we need new leadership, of course, in America from the top down. We need new leadership, and America had better wake up. I'm telling you right now, we're facing calamity, and like I said a moment ago, the judgment of God if we don't get this thing turned around.
Well, Tim, one of the things that you said when you were here the first time, this will be your third time to come to First Baptist Texarkana, and I've never forgotten it. You were given the plea for people to come to Christ, and you said, listen, you don't have to go to heaven and you don't have to go to hell, but you can't stay here. And I just thought that was very profound, because as we look, you know, into the future, we know that America and the world's on a collision course with the Antichrist and destruction and, you know, the return of Christ at the Battle of Armageddon. But there's a lot of difficulty between now and the return of Christ at the Battle of Armageddon. So how do you keep yourself from not getting pessimistic and just kind of fatalistic about our future?
Well, we have a hope. And last night in Nobleville, Texas, I gave the gospel and 15 people received Christ as their Savior. Sunday in Warner Robins, Georgia, I gave the gospel and 46 people walked out of their seat, gave their hearts to Christ. And this is the hope. And I want to keep telling people the good news in the midst of all the darkness, in the midst of all the evil, in the midst of everything that is wrong. God is still on His throne, and God is still in charge. It may not look like it to some people, but God knows what He's doing, and we're going to have to trust Him. But in the meantime, we're to occupy until He comes, or until He calls us home, and we're to get the good news out, telling people everywhere, on a personal level, from the platform, and on a radio program, any way we can, to get the good news of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, and the fact that God loves us so much that He gave His only Son to die for us, to pay the price for our sins, and that if people will repent of their sins and personally receive Jesus Christ as their own Savior, God said, as many as received Him, to them gave He the power to become the sons of God. And so I'm not pessimistic at all. I love life. I enjoy life. I do about it. I don't want people to feel sorry for me. Man, I went through the Alaska tundra on my hands and bottom for nearly 2 miles. Some of the roughest, wickedest train in the world, shot a nearly 7-foot-tall black bear and went back the same 2 miles. I love life. But the most joy that I get in life is to see people come to Christ. That never gets old. I get so pumped up and so excited when I see people saying yes to Jesus.
Amen. Well, Tim's book is called Born on the 5th of July. It is a page-turner deluxe about his life. And for your chance to win, send your name and mailing address to book@fromhisheart.org, book@fromhisheart.org. We're going to pick some names and send you a book. Great, great book. You will love it, and it will inspire you, because Tim is an inspiring guy. And to see a guy that has lost so much, but he has such joy. Tim, I've said this. And I said this when I interviewed Johnny Erickson Tata. It is a greater testimony, in my estimation, to be in a wheelchair and have joy than for God to miraculously heal you. And, you know, people get excited about that. But it's not the daily reminder that the Lord, even in the midst of suffering, the Lord is still King, and He gives love and joy and peace to those who surrender to Him. So I just am inspired by your testimony, my friend.
Thank you. You're a dear friend. I really am looking forward to Sunday being back at First Baptist Church, Texas Arcana. I believe we're going to have an awesome, awesome day. If I could just say a word about the Marine Corps birthday. We'll be 248 years old on November the 10th, and that'd be a day after tomorrow, rather. And so to all my Marine friends, happy birthday. It's just such a camaraderie, such a brotherhood with Marines that you don't really see that strong in the other branches of the military, and it's just an unusual thing. So happy birthday to all my Marine friends.
Amen. Well, Marines are different, aren't they, Tim? Because once you're a Marine, you're always a Marine, and it doesn't seem to be like that in Air Force or Army or Navy.
Yeah, we appreciate all of them, but I'm telling you, if you're going to join, you might as well join the best. So just throw that out there.
Amen. Well, we're going to open the phone lines. If you have a question or a comment for Tim Lee, this would be your opportunity. The number is 888-589-8840. That's 888-589-8840. Hey, Tim, let me shift gears on you a little bit, because you were five years as a pastor, and then 45 years as an evangelist. And how did you come to the decision to leave the pastorate to go into full-time evangelism?
The last thing I wanted to do with my life was to be a pastor. I was raised in a pastor's home. My dad was Southern Baptist pastor for almost 60 years. But I promised God, you know, that battlefield that I would do whatever he wanted me to do. And then after kind of I got married, I began to believe that God was calling me to preach. And boy, I couldn't get away from it. I was scared to death. And I went forward on a Sunday night. I told my dad, I said, Dad, I believe God's called me to preach. And my dad said, Son, that doesn't surprise me at all. Now, my younger brother went to Dad later on a few years back after that. And he said, Dad, I believe God's called me to preach. And my dad said to my younger brother, baloney. Well, my dad got it wrong because Mark is a great pastor and a preacher in Southern Illinois. But so I went forward and I told Dad that God was calling me to preach. And then he announced to the congregation that I'd come to announce my call. And then he said a very foolish thing. He said, 2 weeks from tonight, Tim will preach his first message right here. He was from the old school. He thought that if you were called to preach, you ought to preach. And so then there was a church that called me to be their pastor, and I was so humbled. I was a horrible pastor, Jeff. I probably ought to be shot for some of the things that I did in those 5 years. But in those 5 years, God was getting me ready to be an evangelist. I preached 15 to 17, 18 revivals a year while I was a pastor. And then in the fall of 1978, I resigned my church. I moved my family to Oklahoma City. We traveled in a 40-foot fifth wheel trailer for 4 years. That was our home, 320 square foot of living space for 4 years. That's what we lived in, and coast to coast and border to border. And I've never enjoyed anything so much in my life, but I think pastoring for those 5 years helped me to understand you know, the role of the pastor and how to help the pastor and encourage the pastor. And when I come to First Baptist Texarkana, I don't want to be a burden on you. I want to be a blessing to you and a blessing to your people and a help to you and a help to your people. And so God taught me some things while I was pastoring that helped me to be, you know, to be a proper evangelist. And God used us. I've you know, got nearly 7 million miles with American Airlines, and now Connie travels with me everywhere. She's got almost 3 million miles with American Airlines, and I don't enjoy the travel so much as I used to because of after COVID and everything that happened there. But I love seeing people get saved, and I love seeing lives change and families put back together. And I just want to do this until the Lord calls me home.
Amen. Amen. We have about a minute, and we have Jeanette on the line from Oklahoma. Jeanette, do you have something quick for Tim? Oh, not enough time. Sorry. We'll get you, Jeanette.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's okay. Jeanette, we'll get you when we come back from the break. And I know we have the board's filling up with calls. And so, Tim, there are people that want to say thank you to you for your service and also ask you some questions. So we are up against a break, but we will be back in just a couple of minutes. You're listening to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve. We are talking to evangelist Marine Tim Lee. It is Veterans Day on Saturday, the Marine Corps birthday on Friday, Veterans Day on Saturday, and Tim will be here at First Baptist Texarkana on Sunday. If you want to get in your chance to win his book, Born on the 5th of July, just send your name and mailing address to book@fromhisheart.org. That's book@fromhisheart.org, and you may win.
The loss of a child through an abortion affects the emotional health of families. Feelings of anger, sadness, and regret can be overwhelming, but there is hope and healing in the aftermath. Call the International Helpline at 866-482-LIFE to talk with someone who has been where you are and healed to help others. Your call is confidential. 866-482-LIFE.
Hello, this is Edward Graham, and I've got a great idea for you this Christmas. Through Operation Christmas Child, you can share hope with a child in need. Fill a shoebox with toys, school supplies, and hygiene items. Add your picture and an encouraging note. We'll deliver your shoebox gift to a child alongside the greatest gift of all, the good news of Jesus Christ.
Visit SamaritansPurse.org/OCC to get involved. That's SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. Send joy to a child in need with Operation Christmas Child. Simply pack a shoebox with fun toys, school supplies, and hygiene items. Then bring it to a drop-off location during National Collection Week, November 13th through the 20th. You can also build a shoebox online. And the best part is the good news of Jesus Christ is shared alongside your gift. And each child is given the opportunity to participate in a life-changing discipleship program. Visit SamaritansPurse.org/OCC to learn more.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-44-BIBLE. That's 833-44-BIBLE. 833-44-BIBLE.
If you'd like to contact Pastor Jeff, email PastorJeff@FromHisHeart.org. Now, back to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Welcome back. As you heard on the break, it is Operation Christmas Child time at American Family Radio, American Family Association, and around the nation. National Collection Week is now through November 20th, and you can find out more information at SamaritansPurse.org/OCC for Operation Christmas Child, a great thing to do with your family. Well, we're talking to evangelist Marine Tim Lee. We're talking about his life. We have his book as a giveaway today, Your Chance to Win. Born on the 5th of July, just send your name and mailing address to book@FromHisHeart.org, and we're going to pick out some names and send you the book. I know you will love it. Well, we're opening the phone lines, 888-589-8840. If you have a question or comment for Tim, and we have Jeanette on the line from Oklahoma. Jeanette, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you so much, and I don't think everybody realizes how much of a sacrifice each family and each person that serves makes. And I just want to say thank you to everybody that serves, all their family members, and everybody that sacrificed all that they have to allow us to have the freedoms that we have. Not only just in the world, but also with our religious freedoms and everything else that we have right now. And the only way that we can continue to keep these freedoms is by having people serve and protect us like we have so many in the past. And I wish that we could get some type of recognition for the people that have served in Vietnam, because they deserve a welcoming that
Yes.
I don't know how to say it. They just deserve a warm welcoming that they did get. And I think that we owe that to them.
Yes. Now we have, Tim, we have a Vietnam War Memorial in D.C. Is that not right?
Yes, it is. It's a very powerful, one of the most visited places in Washington, D.C., Vietnam Wall. And I've been there many, many times. It's very moving, very powerful. And, appreciate what Jeanette said, and you know, it sounds trite, but it's not. Just to reach out and shake a veteran's hand and say thank you, you never know what that means. That means to a veteran. A quick story: I'm on a plane this last week. I'm coming back to Dallas. I'm the last person to get off the plane, and when I get off, there's a guy standing there. He was on the plane. He got off one of the first people. He said, "I've been waiting for you to get off." He said, "I saw your shirt. Said Semper Fidelis. I just want to thank you for serving our country." I tears run down my face, Jeff. It never gets old, and for this guy especially to wait till I got off the plane to do that was just moving. So, you know, just say thank you and shake their hand and let them know that you appreciate them.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Jeanette. I appreciate you calling in. We have Amy on the line from Arkansas. Amy, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Thank you. Yeah, I wanted to know how to minister to a veteran who has PTSD when maybe there's one who lives in the neighborhood. He's pretty fearful. I haven't approached him. He walks sometimes and I see him. I knew because another neighbor told me he was a veteran and he had PTSD. I know that the psychiatric drugs are sometimes kind of dangerous. And anyway, I just wondered also if you know ways to help them by not being on drugs.
Is it okay if I answer, Jeff?
Yes, go ahead, Tim.
First of all, you want to put him on your prayer list and hold him up to the Lord. And it depends on the severity. There are great programs. I'm like you. The world has all kinds of things that throw at problems, but we know that that's not the real answer. But there are great programs. I've got a friend that runs a program in Houston and they do put a spiritual emphasis on it to get them the help that they need. But it depends on the severity. But just to be their friend and sometimes just to listen and encourage them, maybe get them something that would help, encourage them to read. Maybe I've got a gospel tract called Deadline Vietnam, The Day My Running Stopped, and we printed over 2 million copies. I'm not trying to get you to buy that, but something like that would help encourage him with the spiritual aspect of his life.
Yeah, very good. You know, I was thinking, Tim, about the classic movie Forrest Gump. You had Lieutenant Dan who lost his legs in Vietnam and was so bitter in the movie, finally kind of turned. But I would imagine that you have encountered in your life lots of bitter vets because of what had happened to them.
Yes, sir. That's why I wrote my book's called Born on the 5th of July. It's a takeoff from the movie Born on the 4th of July. And that was also about a Marine in Vietnam. He actually accidentally shot one of his own Marines, and then he himself was shot, paralyzed, put in a wheelchair the rest of his life. He became very angry, became bitter, very bitter. My story is diametrically opposite of that. And so I want people to understand that even when trials come and bad things happen, that you don't have to get bitter. You don't have to get angry. You certainly don't want to run from God. You don't want to get out of the church. You want to, that's when you need your church family. That's when you need a pastor that'll help you, guide you and give you good advice. And so, you know, it's like you said, the most common phrase we've heard I couldn't put it down. That's the kind of book, and we just wanted to be an encouragement. We wanted people to read that and say, wow, you know, that helps me, and I believe it'll do that for your listeners as well.
Yeah, Amy, that would be a good book to get for that man. Well, we have Frank on the line from Kentucky. Frank, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
Oh, Brother Pastor Streak, I have a comment. The comment was, as the body of Christ, we need to ask people to say the sinner's prayer, right? Well, we need to make sure that they say this prayer after me. Make sure they mean what they say, because God is not mocked. And so I believe that's why we make a mistake by not knowing what I'm saying. This person, that make sure this person means what they say, because if they don't mean what they say, they're not saved. They're
right.
Just mocking God.
Right. Well, yeah, I don't know if they're mocking God, but it's not connecting to the Lord. Hey, Tim, as an evangelist, I know Billy Graham said, you know, with all those people coming forward at his crusades, obviously, he doesn't know who means it and who doesn't, and it's probably, 10, 15, 20% of the people coming forward actually are getting saved. How do you view that when you give a call to receive Christ?
Well, I'm very, very careful, and I know someday I will stand before God. I will give an account to how I handled that invitation. I don't try to manipulate people or get them to pray a prayer that they don't mean. But I do say, you know, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I tell them, if you're as serious as you know how, I make it so plain and so obvious and understand it. There's no being mistaken about it. And when I look down Sunday morning at Warner Robins and I see grown men with tears and brokenness and grown women with tears and conviction, and they're calling upon the name of the Lord, I don't know who is saved and who isn't. God's the one that actually knows what's going on in people's lives. But I do believe the Bible, and when they call upon the name of the Lord and they're serious about it and they repent of their sins and they say yes to Jesus, they say yes to the cross, they say yes to the blood that was shed, they say yes to the death that was died, and then they say yes to an empty grave, to a risen Savior. And when they do that, the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I have to put my confidence in the Word of God.
Amen. Amen. Great answer. Thank you, Frank. Thank you for calling in. And we just have a few minutes left, but we have Franklin on the line from Texas. Franklin, welcome to Real Truth for Today.
How are you doing, Pastor?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. I've been listening to you about a year now. I listen at you every morning, driving from Richland to McKinney to my hometown. And, man, you are a blessing. I heard you talk about Tim Lee yesterday, and I met Tim Lee about probably 13 years ago when I was working for Massey Cadillac. When I heard that, I had to hear him, man. He's one of the greatest men I've ever met in my life. I just want you to know that, brother, and y'all are a blessing. And just thank God for both of y'all, and I love you. And, man, I appreciate what y'all do every day for people that are trying to live right and stay right in this old world.
Amen. Thank you, Franklin. I appreciate that, and I know Tim does too. So God bless you, brother.
Absolutely. Thank you. This blessed my heart, made my day.
Hey, Tim, let me ask you a question. One of the callers was saying how, you know, the military and especially going into combat is it's a family sacrifice. And for you to be injured the way you were in Vietnam, how did your mom and dad and your brother process that?
I'll tell you a quick story. My dad and I were out fishing. My dad had colon cancer. He was dying. He knew he was dying, but he and I went fishing alone, and we're on this beautiful 17-acre lake, and we're catching fish right and left. And all of a sudden, my dad quit fishing, and he said, "Son, I want to tell you something." He said, "When you came back from Vietnam, your mom and I were so worried that you were going to be so angry and so bitter." Said everyone that we knew in a wheelchair. Now, this is like over 50 years ago, of course, and it was a different. A lot of people in wheelchairs back in those days didn't even get out in public. They said everybody we knew in a wheelchair was mad about something. And he said it was such a relief to us. And when we saw you and you were angry and you weren't bitter, and so I just started crying. And he just told me what a blessing that had been. But life's too short, you know, to be like that. My mom, I broke her heart as a prodigal son so many times. She went to bed at night crying, weeping because of me running from God and out of the will of God. And so then when I surrendered to the Lord, it was an answer to prayer. And she came on the platform, my first message I told you about that I preached 2 weeks later, after everyone else had come up and shook my hand and said what they want to say, my mom came up and she hugged my neck and she said, "Tim, when you were just a little baby, your dad and I took you to the altar at New Salem Baptist Church and we dedicated you to the Lord." And you know, Brother Jeff, no, they had never told me that. They never tried to call me to preach. They never tried to call me in the ministry. They wanted it to be God. And so mom told me that night. She said, "I thought many times that God had forgotten all about that, but," she said, "I know tonight that he hasn't forgotten." And so a praying mother and a dad that told me, "Son, we're going to have to trust God at the darkest time of my life." And they were what I needed in life, was such great parents. A parent, you got a child that's away from God, don't give up on them. Keep praying and be there for them and pray that they'll, like me, come back home to the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Well, the book that Tim wrote, Born on the 5th of July, it's his life story. It's a story of overcoming. It's a story of Romans 8:28, that God really does work all things together for good to those who love God and to those who are called according to his purpose. We're going to be giving away a few copies of that. So for your chance to win, send your name and mailing address to book@fromhisheart.org. That's book@fromhisheart.org. But hey, if you don't win, go online and pick up a copy of the book. And especially as one of the callers said, they have a veteran in their neighborhood that they don't know how to approach. That would be a great way to approach them and just say, hey, this is an evangelist who experienced tremendous loss, but has learned to find hope and satisfaction and love and joy and a new life in Jesus Christ. It will bless them. And so, Tim, any final comments? We just have another minute or so just to wet the whistle of those who are coming on Sunday.
Yeah, two things. Go to timlee.org, and they can order the book online there, timlee.org. And then Sunday, if you're within an hour and a half drive of First Baptist Church, Texarkana, Con and I'll be there. We're so excited. It's going to be one great big service at 10:30. And Lord willing, I'm going to be giving a portion of my story. You got a lost family member, a friend, a neighbor. It's hard for lost people to get saved if they're not there. So if you invite them and encourage them to come, you never know. Someone that you invite might just come to Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Tim, I appreciate you. I appreciate all your hard work for the Lord, because it's travel is difficult. And as we get older, as you kind of alluded to, it kind of loses some of its excitement. And being a traveling evangelist may sound glamorous, but it's anything but. It's a labor of love. And it's a labor for the Lord. God is using you in great ways, my friend. And so I just want to thank you. Thank you for being my guest today. And just God bless you and your family.
Thank you, Pastor. Love you, man.
Love you too. Well, you've been listening to Real Truth for Today with Pastor Jeff Shreve, talking to evangelist Marine Tim Lee. And his story is amazing. And listen, I don't know what's going on in your life, but whatever it is, God is greater. God can see you through. As David said, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. If you will seek the Lord, he says, call upon me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. If we seek him with all our hearts, he says, we will find him. Well, be encouraged today. Go out, shine for Christ, share what great things the Lord has done for you, and know that God will use you as his witness. God bless. If you have the means, would you consider a leadership gift to save babies in a big way? Your tax-deductible donation of $5,000 will sponsor Preborn's entire network for 24 hours, helping to rescue 200 babies. To donate, dial #250 and say the keyword, baby. That's #250, baby. Or donate securely at preborn.com. That's preborn.com.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.